السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight in South Africa and many other countries is the 25th night of Ramadan 1441. Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan is Shahrul Quran, the month of the noble Quran. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alludes to this fact. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Surah 2, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 185. The month of Ramadan is when the Quran Sharif was revealed, whether it be the commencement of the revelation in the dusty cave of Hira, or whether the entire Quran Sharif was revealed to the first guy. Nevertheless, fasting is a duty, and tilawat of Quran and recitation of the Quran Sharif is the beauty of Ramadan. Let us go and give you a series and what lessons we can learn regarding the Quran Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived the first 40 years there in Makkah Mukarramah. Every person, male, female, adult and child, praising Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Sadiqul Ameen. But Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wala to be Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the most precious, the most beloved to Almighty Allah in the entire universe and creation. Hence, in the dusty cave of Hira, the first revelation comes, Surah Alaq, the first 5 verses, Iqra Bismi, and the revelation leads to a revolution, and that revolution continues till today, and that is the tension, the conflict between Haqq and Batil, between truth and falsehood. How did Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam galvanize and mobilize the people? We see there in Makkah Mukarramah, when Abu Jahl, Walid bin Mughira, all of them were in private, in their caucus at Dar al-Nadwa, so Dar al-Arqam was where the Muslims were, so in Dar al-Nadwa they were. They were asked, is the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a true messenger? He said, of course. Then why are they rejecting? He said, we cannot allow, because that tribe will become much superior and powerful than our tribe. So it shows that that is what they were scared and they were frightened of. Today we see the same thing happening. So let us give you the incidents of the noble Quran and see how it will change. It has changed, it is changing, and will change the course of history. Eventually the whole world will accept the Quran Sharif as the constitution. One day, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Faqihu Hadil Ummah, and that is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, oh Abdullah, recite the Quran Sharif for me. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is taken aback. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif, we all know and is our belief, is the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran Sharif is revealed upon on you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you want me, I'm your student, I must read to you. Yes, uhibbu an astami'ahu min ghayri. Occasionally, I love to listen to the Quran Sharif from somebody else. He, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, who starts the recitation. And thereafter, he starts Surah Nisa. And when he reaches this verse, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addresses Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Hasbuk, stop, stop. He, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, was looking down whilst reciting. And then when he looks up, he looks at the Mubarak countenance and the face Mubarak of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعِنَاهُ tazrifan, and the Mubarak tears of the Master alayhi salatu salam are rolling down. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ. What will happen on that day when we will bring from every Ummah, the witness to testify against the Ummah. وَجِئِنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. And you, Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will have to testify also. Surah 4, verse 41. So Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, crying for me and you, Ummati, Ummati. And the Quran Sharif will always be the greatest miracle. And Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, complaining to Allah, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يا ربي إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. يا الله, my people, they have abandoned and neglected the noble Quran. Are we from those people? We read it during Ramadan, and then after Ramadan we will leave the Quran Sharif till next year Ramadan 2021 if we are alive, 1442, O Ummah. So we should not be from those people regarding whom Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complained. Open Surah Furqan chapter 25 and verse 30, and you will find the complaint and the lament of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Almighty Allah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited these verses, and lo and behold, the Sahaba used to be so elated. We know the history of South Africa, the apartheid history. Do you know the lady who was an African? Her name Baraka, and her kunya Agdaman Umm Ayman. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise takes place. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma, Shaykhain, the greatest personalities to walk on this earth, when they went to her house, the incident is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Ba'da wafatin Nabiyy al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the demise of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was weeping, sobbing, crying like a baby. So they started crying as well. Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma. O Umm Ayman, is not the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam gone to a better place? Yes. Then why you cry so much? Look at the African lady's iman and love for Quran, O Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. She said, whilst the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in our midst, then there was a link and a nexus and a connection between the arsh and the farsh, between the heavens and the earth. I cry not only because Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam demise take place. I cry, the African lady Baraka radiallahu anha, Umm Ayman said radiallahu anha, inna al-wahya qadin qata'a. Wahi is no more going to come. We are deprived of wahi now. Therefore I sob, I weep, and I cry so much. They love the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than their own families, and they love the message of the messenger the most compared to anything else. Where are me and you, O Ummah? Let us start with the series. The people went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Ya Khalifata Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ayyatu ayatin a'adham. Ayyatu ayatin. That which ayat there arja in the kafi kitabillah. Which ayat inspired you the most from the 6,236 verses, 114 surahs? Ayyatu ayatin arja indaka ya khalifata rasulillah. Which ayat inspired you the most? We will say this verse, this verse. Listen to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, his answer. We read the verse 100 times, 1,000 times. He answered, Khalifata Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Thaniyath Nain, he is Thaniyath Nain, the second. In the cave he was the second with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At Quba he was the second. When they built Masjid Quba, Masjid Nabawi, he is the second. And today he is the second also, buried right next to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He replies and says, this ayat inspired me, motivated me the most. Surah 17 and verse 84. Qul, ya'malu ala shakilati. Everyone will practice according to their own disposition. He addresses Allah, Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar, you are Ghafoor, you are Tawwab. Ya Allah, you are always prepared to forgive. And we are but human beings and mortals. We are weak, Ya Allah. We are prone to error. We are prone to mistakes and sins, Ya Allah. Look at the tafsir he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda made. Ya Allah, you will always forgive, and we will always commit sins because of our weakness. The people went to Umar Farooq, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah. Which ayat inspires you the most in the entire Quran Sharif? This is Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. Verses were revealed according to his suggestion. What Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, said on the first, Allah Jalla Wala sent on the arsh. So when they went, the people asked him, so he replied, Ghafiri Dhambi. He said that when I studied the noble Quran, then this ayat here motivates me the most, wherein Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, Ghafiri Dhambi wa qabili taub. Allah Jalla Wala is prepared to forgive all the sins. Allah is prepared to accept the tawbah. Then Allah says, Shadidil Iqab, his punishment is very, very severe. Chapter 40, verse number 3. First Allah spoke of forgiveness of sins. Then Allah spoke of accepting the tawbah and repentance. Thereafter Allah spoke of his punishment. So this ayat gives me so much inspiration and hope. The people went to Dhun-Nurayn, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, and asked him, O Uthman, you are Dhun-Nurayn, you married two daughters of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one after the other. First Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, and thereafter Sayyida Kulthum radiallahu anha. Which ayat inspired you the most? What did he say? Dhun-Nurayn, Sayyida Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Nabbi ibadi anni ana al-ghafoorur rahim wa anna azabi huwa al-azabul alim. Chapter 15, verse 49 and verse 50. You tell my servants, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inform them, Inni anal ghafoorur rahim. I am so, so merciful. Very, very forgiving. Very, very merciful. I will forgive you, O servant, O slave, but come to me. Ask of me. Mutse mango. Mutse mango. Ask of me, and I will forgive you. First Allah spoke of his forgiveness. Allah spoke of his mercy. Thereafter Allah spoke about his severe punishment. People went to Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu an, the beloved son-in-law of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and asked him, O Ali, Amirul Mu'mineen, ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah. Which ayat motivated you the most in the noble Quran? He, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, Surah 39, Surah Zumar, and verse number 53. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Inform my servants, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is saying, O my servants, who went beyond the limits and you transgress, committing almost every vice and every sin. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't become despondent, disillusion in my mercy. We can lose hope in people. We can write off people. But by Allah, remain positive. Never become mayus but hona. Never become despondent, disillusion in the mercy of Allah. Allah has announced Surah 39, verse 53. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla wala forgives all the sins. Those people who gave their life for the noble Quran, how Almighty Allah elevated them in this world, how Almighty Allah elevated them in the time of death, how Allah elevates them after their death. There is a scholar of Islam, an Imam of Islam. His title is Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Imam Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Hanbal Rahimahullah, that's his full name. Born in Baghdad in the year 164. He passes away in 241. The celebrated student of Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah. The Ustad of Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim Rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Whilst he is there in Iraq during the Abbasite dynasty, then comes the time of Mu'tasim. Mu'tasim held the view and opinion. This is academic discussion. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We say the Quran Sharif is Kalamullah, Ghayru Makhluk. It was, it is, it will always be. It is eternal. Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be. Allah's Kalam was, is, will always be. Is eternal. He, Mu'tasim, the ruler at that time, said, no, the Quran Sharif has a starting and ending, is makhluk and created. So he told Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, retract. He said, you can do what you want to, I will never retract my fatwa and verdict. In full view of the public, they brought Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, standing as the representative of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and they started whooping and lashing him. O ulama, O students, go read Manaqib of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, written by Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah. And the first time they whooped him, he said, Bismillah. The second time they lashed him, he said, Alhamdulillah. The third time they whooped him, he said, Layyusibana illa ma kataballahu lana. Nothing will happen to us except what Allah has prescribed and ordained. They whooped him, and they was fear. Ahmad bin Hanbal states, my izar, the trouser they used to wear in those days, was about to fall. He looks up to the heavens and the skies. Ya Allah, meri lajrak. Ya Allah, keep my izzat. Karamatan lihad al-imam al-jaleel, out of honor imam, Allah jalla wala let his izar come back to position. And then he, Mu'tasim, dies. His son comes into power, Mutawakkil. He calls Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. He apologizes for what his father did, and he gave him 1,000 gold coins. These are the imams of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They never sold themselves for any material benefit. He said, you keep your gold coins. We do this for the love of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Then Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal told the people, see, baini wa bainakum yawm al-janais. See what happens the day when I pass away. This is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. At the ripe old age of 77, bulida bi Baghdad, wa tuwfiya bi Baghdad. He was born in Baghdad. He passes away in Baghdad. He's buried there next to the Tigris River. Hada min fadli rabbi. We went to his grave Mubarak as well. Lo and behold, he passes away. 800,000 people plus attend his janaza. More than 60,000, 50,000 people came from far and wide. 20,000 Jews, Christians, non-Muslim. They embrace Islam the day Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal passes away. See, they gave their life for the deen of Islam, and this is Allah made their name shine forever and ever. So this is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. I told you about Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We told you about the Khulafa'i Rashideen. We gave you one incident of the Imam of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let us give you one incident of the Awliyaullah. There is a Waliullah, Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami, when Allah wants to take certain work, Allah Ta'ala gives ishara also. And he sees a dream that he's entering a church. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. So he says, definitely this dream has a meaning. 3 consecutive days. Sunday came. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami in his area, rahimahullah, there was a church somewhere. He tried to disguise and camouflage himself. And he goes to the church, sits right at the back. Yeah, the padri, the priest, the father, the pastor came. He also is silent. Maybe he also saw a dream. And they told him, Father, please, it's time. The flock are waiting. Speak. He looks up to the congregation, the priest, and says, today I cannot start my speech because in this congregation there's a Muslim. Who's the Muslim? Please stand up. Now his cover is already exposed. Maybe the priest saw a dream also. So he said, yes, I'm the Muslim. He was right at the back. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah said, please come here in front. I want to ask you a few questions. Are you prepared to answer? He said, yes. When the awliyaullah are asked to answer questions, they never rely on their own knowledge. They rely on Almighty Allah Jalla wa ala. Wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. When you have taqwa through piety in khalwa and jalwa in private and public, Allah Jalla wa ala teaches you directly. You call that ilmul ladunni. Allah puts the answer straight in their mind, in their hearts, and that is what they utter. He, the priest, said, I'm going to ask you questions. But there's one proviso. You must answer only from the Quran Sharif, from nowhere else. He, Hazrat Bayazid Bustami, said, fine, I am ready. There is absolute silence in the church. You could hear a pin drop. He starts, the priest. Who is one and not two? Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allah is one and not two. What is two and not three? Wakhtilafil layli wan nahar. The alternating of the day and the night. What is three and not four? Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. The pen which Almighty Allah Jalla wa ala commanded you write the destiny of everybody and everything. Thumma istawa ala al arsh. And the arsh and the throne of Allah is the second. Wasiya kursiyu samawati wal ard, and the kursi. These are the three. No one knows, only Almighty Allah Jalla wala knows all the specifications. What is four and not five? The kutubi arba'a. The four books mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Quran, Torah, Zabur, Injil. He read all the relevant verses. What is five and not six? The five daily salat. Wa aqimis salat. That you must read your five daily salat. Aqimis salat aliduluki shams. So you read all the relevant verses. What is six and what is not seven? So Almighty Allah created the heavens. Fi sittati ayyami wa ma masana min lughub. Allah states, we created this creation in 6 days and no fatigue, no exhaustion touched me. What is seven and not eight? He said, Allah will الذي خلق سبع سماوات. Almighty Allah create the seven heavens. What is eight and not nine? وَيَحْمِلُ أَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيًا. He said, on the day of justice, 8 malaika angels will be carrying the throne of Almighty Allah. What is nine and not ten? وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْأَةُ رَاتِي يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. In a town and city, there were 9 mischief makers. And then we find what is 10 and not 11. تِلْكَ أَشَرَ salatun kamila. When you go for Hajj and you perform tamattu or qiran Hajj, you have to slaughter the hadi, the goat or the sheep. But if your money got lost or stolen, then you have to keep 10 fast, asharatun kamila. What is 11 and not 12? He said, Bayezid Bustami is answering spontaneously, Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. I saw 11 stars, the story of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. What is 12 and not 13? Surah 9 verse 36, Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi ithna ashara shahra. The 12 lunar months. Silence in the church. Not silence in the court. Silence in the church. He, the priest, said, yes, you answered correctly. So even he saw something and he knew about Islam and Quran Kareem. He said, Bayezid, I'm asking you two more questions and then I rest my case. Question number 13. Number 13 is not in the Quran. The digit, the number 13 is not in the Quran Sharif. Nevertheless, he says, the priest, who is that person who was in a grave, but the grave was moving everywhere, and after some time he came out alive from the grave? He said and replied and responded, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمُ. The fish swallowed him, and the fish was moving everywhere, and inside is Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, reciting, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانه. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. See, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. Allah Jalla Wala states, Surah 21 verse 87, and we rescued him from his sadness, worry, sorry, darkness of the night, darkness of the ocean, darkness of the belly of the fish. So he was in that grave and then he came out alive. He said correct. Said the last and final and ultimate question for you. Oh, Bayezid. Now he knew his name. Said, this is my last question to you. You have answered all correct. Show me, in the light of the Quran Sharif, where is that piece of land that the sun was shining there once upon a time, and never did the sun shine there before that, and never did the sun shine after that. On that piece of land, you show me. He said, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami Rahimahullah, the sage of the age. What did he say? He said, yes. When Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam struck the ocean, the Red Sea, then the water became land, and he, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and his people crossed. The water became land and sand, and it was Ishraq time. And when it was Ishraq time, فَأَتَبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. Mushrikeen with a kaf means the idolaters and idol worshippers. Mushrikeen means when the sun is rising. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam and his people, they crossed when it was at that time there. And then, and if you want a reference of this, is chapter 26, verse number 60. And when the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades came, then the water met again. That strip of land was only for Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam and his people. The sun shining there on that piece of land, never did the sun shine on that strip of land before this incident, because it was water. And again it returned to water for that temporary period. He said, you did excellent, 100 out of 100. The silence in the church. He, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami Rahimahullah, the sage of the age, said, priest, I beg your indulgence, can I ask you one question? You asked me 14 questions and I answered them with the help and mercy of Allah. I said, go ahead. He asked him, Ma huwa miftahul jannah? What is the key to paradise? And the priest looks down. The people are amazed and astonished that he asked the Muslim 14 questions and he answered without baghair kisi jijak ke, without any hesitation. And now he asked the priest, and this is a Christian church, and Adiya priest cannot answer. So he says, priest, if you don't mind, I'll give you the answer. He said, fine, give me the answer. He said, the key to Jannah is, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu. When the people heard this, they also started reciting, this is Quran Sharif. Till today, the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You need to learn Arabic. You need to learn Lughatul Quran. There is a grammarian, a linguist par excellence, Imam Ismail. He's walking in the open land, in the field. These people used to go many a time, so their mind could be clear and they could solve many problems. There he saw a young girl, 8-9 years old. And that girl is reciting Arabic poetry. He states to her, how eloquent you are. She says, Imam, you impressed with my speech? Have you not listened to Allah's speech? So he looks at the girl and she recites one verse of the noble Quran, O Ummah, wa awhayna ila ummi Musa an ardi'i fa idha khifti alayhi fa alqihi fil yammi wa la takhafi wa la tahzani inna raddu ilayki wa ja'iluhu min al mursaleen. Almighty Allah Jalla wala speaks about the incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. Said how Almighty Allah will return him, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, to his mother. And what does Allah say in that verse? Almighty Allah states in this one verse, then she says, you impressed with my speech? Listen to Allah's speech. One ayat. Fiha, in this one ayat here. Khabaran, amaran, nahyan. That in one verse there are two commandments. In this one verse there are two prohibitions. In this one verse there are two sources of information. Wa fiha bisharatan, and two good news. And then she explains. This is how the daughters of Islam also knew the value of the Quran Sharif. Where are we, O Ummah? Learn the Quran. To you, my son and daughter, you completed the Quran. Our Honorable Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, the greatest commentator of the noble Quran, still alive, over 10 tafsirs he wrote. So he was there in Syria, in Halab and Aleppo. And because of the Alawi regime, he left. And then you go to, that's in Makkah Mukarrama. Then you go to Medina Munawwara, and every Quran Sharif you find there. In the Haramain Sharifain is written by Khattat Usman Hussein Taha, that's his full name. So I met him in his house and I told him, Ustad, I cannot sit on your sofa. How many times have you written the Quran? Not typed in computer, written with your own Mubarak hand. He said, 7 times. I asked him how long it takes you to write the Quran Sharif. He said, it takes me 3 years to write one Quran. 21 years. I said, Ustad, give me your hand. I need to kiss your Mubarak hand. And then I asked him, Ustad, after discussing, please write my name. So he told me, write it. So I wrote Abdul Qadir Hussein. And then he went to the back and I was just looking around, glancing and taking, perusing all his works of calligraphy in different scripts. The greatest Khattat calligrapher alive. And he hails from Halab, also Aleppo. After 10-15 minutes, he said, take it, but I'm giving you one, I'm not giving you another. I said, what are you giving me? He said, here's your name, but I'm not showing you the pen. So I asked him, which pen, Ustad? He said, the pen I wrote your name, I write the noble Quran with it. I said, it's fine with me. Then I took my wife, Fatima, the second time, and I said, Ustad, write. He said, Ana Marid, I'm sick. Anyway, we're speaking, and then he said, what's your wife's name? I said, Fatima Usman Hussein. He jumped up, he said, Binti, Binti. Now I must write in my daughter. My daughter's name is Fatima Usman Hussein. So he wrote and gave her a gift. When you do for Quran, Allah shows you in this world. Our teachers who taught us how to read, how can we forget them? Today we are Hafiz. Our son, today you completed the Quran. Do you know what Sheikh Sabuni wrote? Kusi Tanwirul Adhan. The day you complete the Quran, the Malaika come and they kiss you on the forehead. Imagine that is your honor. That never mind people kissing. The malaika come to kiss you. Remember this, O Ummah. Today we completing the Quran. Tomorrow we completing. 27th night we completing. 29th night we completing. When we complete the Quran Sharif, then complete it in the masnoon and proper manner. From Surah Wadduha downwards, you read Allahu Akbar after each Surah. And then the last, and then you finish. Bin al-jinnati wal-nas, Allahu Akbar, then 4,000 malaika come to say Ameen. Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah has mentioned in the Noble Quran, in his book, Kitabul Azkar, on the occasion of Khatmul Quran, the 4,000 malaika come to say Ameen, because now Khatmul Quran has taken place. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a dua, hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Bi'isamali ahadim ayyakul ayat. I forgot this ayat that I had bal nusya. So say, if you're reading individually and making dua individually, Allahumma dhakkirni minhuma nusitu. And if you're making collectively, Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nusina. So may Almighty Allah accept our siyam, our qiyam, our fasting, our taraweeh, our tilawat, our khairat, our sadaqat. Let us raise our hands in this last 10 minutes. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi sanan alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Walaka alhamdu kullu. Walaka almulku kullu. Wa ilayka yurja alamru kullu. Biyadika alkhair. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Radina billahi rabba wa bil islami dina wa bi Muhammad Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulahu wa nabiyya. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab an-nar. Wa'fu anna waghfir lana warhamna anta maulana fansurna ala al-qawmil kafirin fansurna ala al-qawmil mufsidin fansurna ala al-qawmil munafiqin. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك جنة الفردوس ونعيمها. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. أو أم I appeal to you, if you only know what is happening in various parts of India, in Palestine, in Syria, in so many other parts of the world, where the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah are being targeted, our children are being killed, our women are being raped, and the men are placed under torture. On this Mubarak night, O Ummah, cry to Allah, Ya Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, sattari ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, madad farma. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, khatakar hai. Ya Allah, hum aitiraf karte hai, iqrar karte hai. Ya Allah, humne sab kuch ki. Ya Allah, maafi mangte hai. Ya Allah, aapne farmaya, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Meri rahmat se mayus mat hona. Hum pakke dil, sachche dil se toba karte hai. Ya Allah, ya Allah, hajj baitillah naseeb farma. Diyar-e-Mustafa ki ziyarat naseeb farma. Haramain sharifain کی حفاظت فرما. ہم کو اپنا مہمان بنا دے. بار بار زیارت نصیب فرما. حاضری نصیب فرما. اقصا مبارک کی زیارت نصیب فرما. او اللہ, ایوری وان ہو وانٹس ٹو گو فار حج بیت اللہ, گو فار عمرہ اینڈ گو ٹو مدینہ, میک اٹ ا ریئلٹی. اللہ انک علی کل شیء قدیر. وارنا مناسکنا وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. یا اللہ, و مجاہدین ان افغانستان, ان عراق, ان ویئر ایور else they are. Allah. Syria, Yemen, Ya Allah. Grant them victory, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, decimate the enemies, the Mushrikeen there in India, Ya Allah. And the Zionist regime with their Nazi tactics, Ya Allah. Destroy and decimate them, Ya Allah. Allahumma ahsihim adada. Waqtuluhum badada. Wa la tubqi minhum ahada. Allahumma shattid shamlahum. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Allahumma khalif bain qulubihim wa sufufihim, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi al-zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin. Allahumma alayka bil mushrikeen al-zalimin fil hindi, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma arina ajaiba qudratik fa innahum la yujizunak. Allahumma fi mardana wa mard al-muslimin. Ya Allah, so many brothers, sisters, children are ill and sick, Ya Allah. Grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Allahumma anta shafi la shifa illa shifa shifa'an la yugadiru saqama. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, we remember our near and dear ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, our grandparents, our brothers, our sisters, my family, Ya Allah, and the Ummah's family, Ya Allah. Forgive all of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, abni rahmat milapetli, Ya Allah. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta rahmur rahimin. Make the face now that we are your maqbooleen, not your matrudeen. We are your accepted servants, not your rejected servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our teachers, our parents, Ya Allah, who ever passed away. Allahumma aghfir lahum, warhamhum, wasakkinhum fil jannah. Allahumma arzukhum jannat al-firdaus. Allahumma hasibhum hisabi yaseera. Allahumma anqulhum min dhiqi al-luhud ila jannatika jannati al-khulud fi sidrin makhdood wa talhin mandood wa dhillin mamdood, Ya Ghafoor, Ya Wadood. Rabbi jalni muqima salati wa min ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب يا الله our beloved country South Africa grant us safety security يا الله اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا يا الله ومساجد closed يا الله our Eidgahs are closed يا الله يا الله you got so naraz with us يا الله. We didn't make qadr of our masajid, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Ya Allah, we beg of you, Ya Allah, do not snatch away your bounties from us, Ya Allah. Ya Fattah, Ya Fattah. Allahumma aftah masajidana kullaha fil alami kullihi. Ya Allah, open all the masajid throughout the world. Our dua, our supplication, our tears is not only for South Africa. South Africa, Africa and the whole world. Right al-Aqsa al-Mubarak, Ya Allah. Open every house of yours, Ya Allah. Those nonsensical lockdowns in the world, Ya Allah. It is the Dajjali fitna, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min fitnatil masihid dajjal. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min fitnatil immatil mudillin. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min الفتن ما ظهر منا وما بطن. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. يا ودود يا ودود يا ودود. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا. اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وهدنا سبل السلام. يا الله, those brothers, those families who made all this broadcast possible, يا الله, you reward them. Our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole Capital Group, our Haji Muhammad Yusuf and Hafiz Shabir Basha, and our brother Faisal Asmal, and my good friend here in Indonesia, Muhammad Khan. Ya Allah, you reward them and their entire families, grant them all Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Qala Allah Ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbi.